The circular accounting and round-tripping gimmicks at NVIDIA and the AI startups are no longer just a conspiracy theory among Twitter randos. It's now so over-the-top and in-your-face ridiculous that even the mainstream financial press is finally admitting what I've been saying on this channel
for more than 2 years.
But if you can believe it, it's actually even worse than they're admitting. You see, in many cases, it's not even real money that's going around in circles. It's fake money, funny money, monopoly money, Jensen bucks, whatever you want to call it. I'm talking about data center credits. It's the imaginary currency that's been used to inflate the AI bubble. What's up, guys? I'm nobody special, and if you open up the mainstream financial press over the last couple of weeks, you've probably seen an image like this, illustrating the circular accounting and round-tripping that's been going on in the AI bubble. Or maybe you've seen this version. Or maybe you're even old enough to remember this version from my channel from 2 years ago. Or maybe you've seen one of these videos over the last few weeks from some of the biggest channels in tech hardware and finance. Some of these channels have hundreds of thousands or even millions of subscribers, and they're all finally talking about the same thing that I've been saying for the last 2 years. And while I'm glad that everybody has finally caught up with this, it's important to keep in mind that it's not just money going around in circles. It's fake money going around in circles. The AI bubble has created its own currency called data center credits, and much of this circular accounting that the mainstream has finally caught on to involves this fake money going around in circles. And it goes a little something like this. A company, let's say hypothetically NVIDIA, wants to invest in one of the 49 of its own customers that it invested in last year, or maybe Microsoft wants to invest in one of their cloud customers. In some cases, these startup companies are actually receiving cash from the investing company, but in most cases, the lion's share of the investment is in the form of these data center credits. It's nothing more than a coupon for free GPU rental, of course, at one of their data centers. And while that is indeed circular accounting and some money going around in circles, most of this circular accounting is involving these data center credits. It's just a piece of paper being handed to one company and then handed back to the original company. And then when they report their numbers, they report it as revenue. And they've touched on this in articles like this one from back in 2023 in Semaphore. OpenAI has received just a fraction of Microsoft's $10 billion investment. Only a fraction of Microsoft's $10 billion investment in OpenAI has been wired to the startup, while a significant portion of the funding divided into tranches is in the form of cloud compute purchases instead of cash, according to people familiar with the agreement. Now, I would add that since then, that Microsoft investment in OpenAI has grown to $13 billion, and while nobody really knows how much actual cash Microsoft gave OpenAI, some estimates place that as little as $1 billion, with the remaining $12 billion being in the form of these data center credits. There's very little actual money changing hands here. But that doesn't stop Microsoft from reporting massive revenue growth in their Azure cloud computing segment as those credits are redeemed. And it's not just Microsoft and OpenAI exchanging coupons and reporting it as if it was real money. We've got the same thing here from Amazon in August of last year. Amazon offers free credits for startups to use AI models, including Anthropic. Amazon Web Service has expanded its free credits program for startups to cover the cost of using major AI models, the company told Reuters in an interview, as it looks to boost the market share of its AI platform, Bedrock. Now, in this case, it's not Amazon buying a stake in these companies. They're just giving away these data center credits, but that doesn't stop Amazon from reporting those redeemed data center credits as revenue when they get redeemed. They just book a charge when they create the data center credit, and that charge shows up in their operating expenses. And so, of course, they don't actually earn any money. They're losing money because they have to operate these data centers. There's electricity and hardware costs, and that comes directly out of their earnings. But remember, we're talking about big tech here, the Mag 7. Nobody cares about earnings. It's all about inflating that top line revenue number, even if we have to use imaginary monopoly money to do it. But for Amazon, there's another angle here. It's also about inflating the valuation of Anthropic, which Amazon is a major investor in. The move followed Amazon's now completed $4 billion investment in Anthropic in convertible notes. As part of the deal, Anthropic will use AWS as its primary cloud provider and Trainium and Inferentia chips to build and train its models. Wright said Amazon's free credit will contribute to the revenue of Anthropic, one of the most popular models on Bedrock. Now, in this case, what Amazon is doing is they're giving away these free credits. Those credits are getting redeemed at Anthropic, which Amazon owns a stake in. Then Anthropic reports spectacular revenue growth, raising the valuation of Anthropic, which Amazon owns a share in. Therefore, Amazon's investment in Anthropic becomes more valuable. That they can report as earnings. But again, no actual money changing hands here. It's just imaginary pieces of paper going around in a circle. And Google parent Alphabet is doing the same thing. Take this one in TechCrunch from just a few weeks ago. It isn't your imagination. Google Cloud is flooding the zone. The strategy extends beyond simple customer acquisition. Google offers AI startups $350,000 in cloud credits, access to its technical teams, and go-to-market support through its marketplace. Google Cloud also provides what D'Souza describes as a no-compromise AI stack, from chips to models to applications, with an open ethos that gives customers choice at every layer. Google is creating these data center credits. They're giving them away for free, up to $350,000. And then when they're redeemed, Google reports that as revenue. And again, there's no actual money changing hands here, so there's no actual earnings. This is all about inflating those top-line revenue numbers. And I would add that Google also is a major investor in Anthropic. So as these revenue numbers are inflated, as these cloud credits are redeemed at Anthropic, Google's stake in Anthropic becomes more valuable, so Google can report that increase in value as earnings on their quarterlies. And you didn't really think we were going to get through a round-tripping AI video without talking about Magnetar and CoreWeave, did you?
Silly rabbit.
Take this one from back in last summer. Magnetar closes $235 million venture fund to invest in companies leading the generative AI revolution. Magnetar, a leading alternative asset manager, today announced the successful close of the Magnetar AI Ventures Fund, a $235 million venture that invests in early to growth stage companies advancing the generative AI revolution. Magnetar AI Ventures will target companies operating across the AI stack, including models, infrastructure, and applications, as well as across modalities, including text, audio, and visual, focusing on companies with differentiated technology, execution-oriented management teams, and demonstrable business traction. Look at all the buzzwords in that sentence. And this is where it gets interesting. The fund has contracted with CoreWeave, the AI hyperscaler, to provide portfolio companies with exclusive access to a dedicated cluster of GPUs and fully reserved high-performance compute. In addition, portfolio companies will have access to technical expertise and premium support. Let me translate that for you. Magnetar raised this $235 million fund, and what they're doing with that money is they're buying companies and they're using CoreWeave data center credits in order to pay for those companies. And you can see exactly how they laid that out in CoreWeave's S1 filing for their IPO. You know, that big, long PDF document that they put out so people can actually read and research on the company they're investing in. Oh, well, that's right. Nobody ever reads these things.
Silly rabbit.
In August of 2024, CoreWeave entered into an agreement with a fund managed by Magnetar, the MAG AI Ventures Fund. Under the MAG AI Capacity Agreement, we will provide certain portfolio companies of MAG AI Ventures with a predetermined amount of cloud computing services at a pre-negotiated hourly rate. These are data center credits. The specific amount of cloud computing services to be used by each portfolio company, if any, will be negotiated individually with each portfolio company and will be subject to final approval by MAG AI Ventures. We received a refundable deposit of $230 million in connection with the MAG AI Capacity Agreement. So Magnetar went and raised $235 million for this MAG AI Ventures Fund. They kept $5 million for themselves just because. And then all $230 million that was left was handed right off to CoreWeave. In exchange for that $230 million, CoreWeave gave Magnetar $230 million worth of compute credits, and then Magnetar went out and bought stakes in AI startups using those cloud computed credits to buy the stakes. Then those AI startups redeem those coupons with CoreWeave, and CoreWeave reports it as revenue. Now, question, did CoreWeave report that original $230 million as revenue? And are they reporting those cloud credits as they get redeemed as revenue also? In which case, they're counting the same dollar as revenue twice. Maybe that's something the auditors want to look at. I don't know for a fact that that's happening, but let's be honest. Our regulators, our accounting firms, and everybody else is pretty much asleep at the wheel and nobody reads this stuff. So for all we know, they're counting the same dollar twice. But wait, it gets even better. In the very next section of the S-1 filing, we get this preferred stock investment section. On June 14th, 2024, we, being CoreWeave, contributed an aggregate amount of $50 million to a fund managed by Magnetar, MAIV, in connection with MAIV's purchase of shares of preferred stock in a private company. Now, when they say MAIV here, they're talking about the Magnetar AI Ventures Fund. Now, why would they call the same fund the Mag AI Ventures Fund in one paragraph, and then two paragraphs later refer to it as the MAIV Fund? I don't know, maybe they were hoping some nosy YouTuber wouldn't notice that. Again, nobody reads this stuff anyway.
Silly rabbit.
But referring to the same fund with two different acronyms in two different places in the document is a big no-no in technical writing, unless you're trying to hide something. Now that's beside the fact that CoreWeave is investing $50 million of their own money in this Mag AI Ventures Fund. Now keep in mind, CoreWeave got most of its money from Magnetar to begin with. And what is Magnetar doing with the Mag AI Ventures Fund or the MAIV Fund, depending on what section you're on? Well, they're taking all that money and they're buying cloud compute credits with CoreWeave. So they're handing the money right back to CoreWeave. And then those cloud compute credits are going out and buying stakes in AI startups. And then they're redeeming them with CoreWeave, and CoreWeave is reporting them as revenue. So let's see if we can keep track of the money here. Magnetar gives money to CoreWeave. CoreWeave gives money back to Magnetar. Magnetar gives money back to CoreWeave. And then Magnetar gives cloud credits to AI startups. The AI startups give those cloud credits back to CoreWeave. And then CoreWeave reports it as revenue. The only actual dollars that changed hands in that whole silly arrangement was at the very beginning when Magnetar handed that $230 million off to CoreWeave, $50 million of which was their own money coming back to them. So long story short, the circular accounting in the AI bubble is even worse than they're finally admitting in the mainstream financial press and on some of the biggest finance channels on YouTube. I'm just delighted all these guys have finally decided to cover what we've been talking about on this channel
for more than 2 years.
But even just talking about the circular movement of money doesn't really do this bubble justice, because they're not just moving money around in circles, they're moving their own funny money, monopoly money, data center credits around in circles. All the while, the only ones actually making any money here are NVIDIA. NVIDIA is turning a profit on their hardware. Everybody else is losing money. Big Tech, the Mag7, they are losing money on their data centers. Those data centers are getting less profitable over time because the cost to rent that compute is going down, even as the cost to perform that compute is going up as power prices continue to climb. The AI startups are incinerating cash at an ever-increasing rate, and the only way this bubble can continue is if investors keep opening up their wallets and pumping more and more money into these data center buildouts in the hopes of keeping NVIDIA's revenue inflated so that this bubble doesn't collapse. It's only a matter of time. I've been talking about this for more than 2 years now. Nobody wanted to hear this 2 years ago, and now it's too late. Virtually anybody with a 401k or an IRA or a pension is now invested in this ridiculous bubble. It has grown tens of trillions of dollars. They're still trying to inflate it even more, and they're getting more and more comical with the gimmicks that they're using to do it. And when this bubble finally bursts, remember, nobody saw this coming 2 years ago. Till next time, live small and dream big.